Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with smiles on our faces. Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Somebody's listening for the very first time today, and they're like, do they really do that every day?
We do it every single day.
And furthermore, we do it every hour.
Yes.
And sometimes when we have our meetings, we burst through Baskin and Phelps and do it after their first hour.
I went flying into Jason Lloyd's studio yesterday and went, good afternoon to you.
By the way, Jason Lloyd yesterday, as a comedy of errors for him, I saw him at Brown's OTAs.
Ah.
And he lost his phone three times yesterday. He left his phone at Chipotle on the way into work for this big show yesterday. Then he lost his phone in Keith Britton's office at one point yesterday. Then his wife called in. I think she said, oh, yeah, you lost your phone earlier today. But he lost his phone three times. I think you have something going on. I don't know, Ken. Do you ever lose your wallet? Do you lose your phone? Do you lose anything? There's got to be something going on. You as a person, this has to be pretty telling. Like I have our mutual friend Jim loses his keys and wallet
and phone
three times a week.
My son does it all the time.
Okay, but your son is young.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's time to curb that behavior. But when you just can't, and you know it's a problem and it's impacting others, because if you are married and have kids and you're losing those things all the time, like Jason Lloyd, when you lose your phone three times in a day, that is impacting everybody around you. That's not just a you problem. That becomes an everybody else's problem. So is there therapy for that? Is there something you can do?
Liz loses. I get so mad. Axel loses something on his person every day. And I get just so angry. And he definitely gets this from his mother. Because it's gotten to the point, Liz has lost her debit card countless times.
Oh, my God.
And it's gotten to the point where she knows how mad I get over it. And it's become my fault. Like, if I get mad about it, it's my fault. I can't get mad about it with her anymore.
No, well, you've learned. You definitely learned the things you can get mad about. You're allowed to. There's certain things,
it's
right?
Like, yeah,
every relationship, you're allowed to get mad
at. It's like an unspoken thing when she's like, I had my debit card. I go, well, if you kept it in a wallet and you kept your wallet on you.
Right.
And I went through a little bit of a thing yesterday where I kept putting my wallet in different places. Like, you put your things in certain places so you remember them. They're in places that you know. And that's why I get so mad about, like, she will take a tool out of my toolbox and it's just missing. It's gone. And I get so bleeping angry.
You don't
ever
sign it out?
She should sign it out. She actually should.
Can you imagine if there's a big notebook?
And it's so ridiculous. Like, I can't really explain it. She'll take tools that she doesn't even need. She will. Like,
but I don't have any tools.
I decided to put up a picture. There's a framed picture here. Why did you need pliers? Why did you need my pliers? Like, why? They're gone now. And now I can't find my pliers.
Yeah, you have to go back to the store now and get
some. Like, I don't understand why. There's so many things that just go missing.
Pliers.
I have this great set of electrical for electricians, the screwdrivers. You know, they come in a pack and they're very thin, and what they
like
do is
jeweler's screwdriver.
Yeah, and you put them right there, and you can put them on like the base of your finger and your in the palm of your hand, and you can twist them, and they just twist around. They're perfect, and they're great for kids' toys because they have the batteries, and they got the little screws, and then you put that in there, and you get one. You're gonna have to get a set of those. I'm gonna have to give you a link.
We've got the Allen wrench set. That's all we
need.
No,
that's garbage.
I might have an extra one in the house.
Allen wrench.
I saw them on sale last year and picked up an extra box just in case.
There's like 15 of them, varying sizes.
I have a basket of just different Allen wrenches. I always, for whatever reason, any piece of kids' furniture or anything that comes with Allen wrenches, I just keep and toss in a box. And so there's Allen wrenches of all shapes and sizes.
Are there more pennies or Allen wrenches out there? Or do we have a penny shortage or no?
Well, that's what they want you to buy.
Whatever we have, I just assume we have a shortage on everything.
That's just cashiers being lazy, and they just put a sign up and go, we don't do change here.
Well, that's why.
The banks, they're shorting us.
When I go to BillO'Reilly.com, I just buy gold. I don't need any of that other stuff. Get some good no-spin talking points last night. You do have some things in your house. I hope, Kenny. We don't have to share which ones, but there's some things in your house I hope don't end up misplaced.
Yeah, I would hope. Sorry. I watched a video. Is this Johnny Manziel or not Johnny Manziel?
I think so. I didn't know what league this was.
I know he's playing in this league. There's one person, because I said, I can't believe I saw a video of Deshaun Watson throwing a bomb to David Bell on the same day I saw Johnny Manziel light up a wombat after a touchdown pass. Is this Johnny Manziel or not Johnny Manziel?
I figured it was. It definitely seemed like Johnny Manziel behavior.
It looks like Johnny Manziel. Is this Johnny Manziel? It says everybody from Barstool says it's Johnny Manziel.
Okay, what league is this?
I don't
know. The fan-controlled league?
It's that fan league.
Is this the...
Where fans can call plays. It's... Yeah, but that's what that is. Fans can call plays every play.
What are some of the other rules? I mean, do they have wildly different rules? I mean, if they're letting fans call the plays, I imagine it's a completely different. It's not.
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by the thing because now I'm like, is that not Johnny Manziel?
Because T.O.'s in that league, so
he is. How old is T.O.?
About 137.
45.
Is that, can we get confirmation? Barstool put out the video, and what appears to be, there's a quarterback here.
Well, I'm seeing him wearing number 2 in all of the pictures of him.
Yeah, this is number 17, but everybody's saying this is Johnny Manziel.
Maybe he forgot his jersey and had to borrow one.
Is this one of the rules that you have to do this after a touchdown? Because this is the only touchdown I've ever seen in that league.
That's not Johnny Manziel. Damn it. Now I got to delete. Well, hell. I thought that was Johnny Manziel.
People are saying it's Jason Stewart.
Oh, that's a guy I know.
But there was some believability for sure.
Damn it. I thought that was Johnny Manziel. So there's a video of a guy in this fan-controlled league who he throws a touchdown pass. He throws a touchdown pass, and he just comes over to the sideline and lights up a wombat. I mean, it's a very large, I wouldn't call it a blunt. It didn't look like a blunt. Did it look like a blunt?
No.
It didn't?
What does it look like?
It's too big for a blunt.
Okay. Well, no, a blunt is the biggest.
Too small for it. Looked more like a joint. I'm thinking joint.
Then. Yeah, it looked like a bigger joint. Like a there's always.
Sorry, it's been a while.
Let's do the drug talk here. You got your joints, then you got your wombats, then you got your blunts. It looked like a wombat to me. That's what it looked like. Either way, he lights it up and smokes it. It looked like I thought it was Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Everybody said it was Johnny Manziel.
Right after he threw a touchdown?
Yeah. Throws a touchdown pass, corner of the end zone. Good rope. Good throw.
Do we know what state this is being played in?
No.
An altered state.
Yeah, it's a guy named Jason Stewart. Okay, this is a Jason Stewart. Wow, I can't believe he did this. I cannot believe this guy did. Oh, yeah, it's definitely him. This is from the other day.
Wow.
There you go.
It's definitely who?
It's this Jason Stewart guy.
Okay. I thought it was Manziel again.
No, sorry. It's this Jason Stewart guy. I'm sorry. I know this isn't good. I had to get this because I'm going, that's Johnny Manziel. No, it's not Johnny Manziel. It's a guy named Jason Stewart.
Well, what does it say about Johnny Manziel if the believability was certainly there, that you just went with it with full confidence?
I can't believe he smoked weed at the same time. Well, Judas Priest. What a league this. Kind of want to see this league now.
Is this something that should replace USFL? Would this continue to get the ratings? Would people want to gamble on this?
The gambling part, yes.
Did you know they're getting like a million people per game on the USFL?
What, viewers, a million?
Yeah. That's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what I would expect. I mean, it's the only televised football going on right now, right?
Yes.
A million? What time? Is it in prime time? And who's carrying it? Are they still on Fox? I know the original had Fox and then another cable network, I thought.
It's Fox, NBC. There's NBC.
The first
week. NBC has it because I remember seeing it on NBC. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not the best football ever. I just said before, somebody got really defensive over him. Like, hey, easy, okay? You're not that crazy about the Philly Stars. Stop. But I looked at it and I thought, well, this is okay. I just saw
opening round of the PGA Championship got 1.47 million.
Yeah, they had about a million.
And the USFL's getting a million.
Just under a million.
And I'm always wondering about this stuff.
Now, I don't know if that's for the whole weekend, every weekend or whatever. Maybe that's a whole thing.
Yeah, did they add it all up? I don't know.
It seems to be, I heard it from Andrew Marchand and John Arand. About how many thousands of people, up to a million people, that they've been getting a week. Which, by the way, for a television show, now I got the expense of it. That's a pretty expensive television show, you'd have to imagine. But for a television show, doesn't that work anymore? If you get a million viewers, doesn't that work? Like, you'd get picked up for season two, wouldn't you? The bar is not high. This is not MASH.
Especially pulling those numbers in late spring and the summer.
Yeah, that's a good point. People want to get out, want to go see other things.
I guess I wonder who are the people that are watching it, because none of my friends are watching it. And my friends love football. But this is a total afterthought. So who, if it's not me and my friends, who is the demographic of this? And I'm not saying we're the most normal of people. I'm just saying my friends would watch, the PGA Championship. Then they would, flip over to some of my friends would watch what? We had the Preakness over the weekend? Did we have it last weekend?
Last weekend.
They'd watch it just because maybe they were invited to a party or whatever. Not one of them has said one word to me about the USFL or even any curiosity.
No.
Have your friends?
But there's gambling on it.
Sure.
And I think that's part of the reason. Because 1,000 people gamble. I mean, gambling is as mainstream as it's ever gotten. And so 1,000 people.
My buddies all gamble. Like, I'm the rare one that doesn't gamble in my friend group. They're not touching this.
Why?
So I don't know. But I'm asking, if we're all not watching it, who are the people that are?
You are friends with big-time gamblers. Or, like, guys who think they're in the know. If this is just piddling around goofball gambling stuff, having fun with it, $5, whatever, I could see there being a million people watching. I could see there being a million people watching this stuff. And plus, it is football. There are people out there who just like football. And we know that because when they click in and click out, they just like football. Like, they don't like baseball. They don't care for the NBA. They don't like anything else. They just like football. So if you put more football out there, they're going to watch more football. Now, you and football is my favorite game, easily. But even I, like in the spring, I'm like, man, I'm interested in NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, get some Guardians in. I love my motorsports, watching that. I, when the draft's around, I want the Browns to do well. Let's talk about the draft. But it's like, I'll get ready for football in late July. Like, that's when it's there. I'm not a coach. I don't have to be obsessed with it all the time. Like, man, I need a little bit of a break. And there's other things that are on. Like, I will watch other things on a weekend. I've not gone out of my way to see the USFL at all.
No, and I can't see myself. I'm trying to think if there were a bunch of Ohio State players in it and they were the guys that I knew and loved, would I watch it? Not really. I still don't think I would. Now, I am somebody, here's the weakness in anything I say about this. I do watch that basketball turn, not the big 33 or whatever it is, but I do watch the basketball tournament with the Elam ending that Aaron Kraft was basically for 7 years, and they play for $1 million. I did watch that up until basically Ohio State would get eliminated. So there is a flaw in my argument there, but I won't. I don't think I'm ever going to watch this spring football unless it is major D1 football. I don't think I'll ever watch it. I don't think I'd watch it if it were, you know, even if it were Youngstown State like it was during COVID a couple of years ago. I don't think I'm watching that either.
Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. S.A. Brown 04. Worst show open yet. You know, OTAs have begun. Home if the Browns. No, he wrote home if the Browns. Nope, home of Ken's therapy. That's the beauty of it being a four-hour show.
That is one of the weaknesses of this show.
Yeah.
We get a lot of complaints not talking enough Browns.
I've heard that many times.
I have heard it. We've had meetings about it.
We don't talk nearly enough Cleveland Browns. That's the whole thing. Is that, listen, we go out of our way on the home of the Browns to not talk about Cleveland Browns football. I mean, I was going to talk Browns football, and then I had to find out whether or not this guy was Johnny Manziel. Because it was totally believable. This guy's smoking a wombat on the sidelines. You know how that would work. All right, coming up next, what do you got for the Guardians? You got anything over there?
Dropped a tough series in Houston. They were competitive.
Mm-hmm.
They were competitive, and Cal Quantrill got it back a little bit yesterday, but not enough.
6:40, Kevin Stefanski didn't watch the HBO Real Sports, and Tony Busby was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. Did it change any minds? Ken Carmen.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan.
All right, tough one last night. The Bats didn't do it for them. They fell 2-1 to Houston. They drop 2 out of 3 in that series. I even said to Owen, I go, they're 7 games out.
They have not won a series in Houston since 2017.
And they actually had the pitching to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about what Tristan McKenzie did, and then yesterday what Cal Quantrill was able to do. They absolutely had their shot.
Frustrating.
But the offense, it just didn't come through. Only 4 hits on the day. The defense has been, that is one thing, like their defense is just not going to be good this year, right? Like
when you have pups, they're usually not very good defensively.
Yeah, and I just.
Consistent defensively.
Right.
It's just too much to overcome right now.
One in the tight games, one error at the wrong time is just going to, it's going to cost you a
mm-hmm.
game.
My God, did it ever.
Yeah, so they're getting ready for their Detroit series. What, Savali's going on the DL. He has
a 15-day.
He has an issue right now. But
it's called the IL now.
Despite that, that's something that'll never.
The International League.
That'll never catch on with me. Yeah, right. I mean, that's what we call. You can't call it something.
The last time you talked about the International League.
I mean, I covered the International League for 40 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anthony was down there in the Capitol.
Judas Priest, you are the you're the Ford Frick of the International League. I didn't realize this.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If you're trying to change the name of something, it can't be something else that's baseball related. That's kind of silly.
Guardians from Indians?
We're putting them on the NL.
Right. Like, think of how silly that is. You wouldn't do that. Yeah, this is a pivotal time because they go into Detroit for the weekend series. They come out of there, if they come out of there struggling,
yeah.
I mean, they're in huge trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be a kind of pivotal series this weekend.
Well, I said yesterday, I'm sorry, but I said yesterday to Owen, yeah, I can't believe you didn't think about this, because I go, Good God, they're six games back in the Lima today. They're seven games back. Already you blinked. You're seven games back in the division.
Yeah, Minnesota did lose yesterday, but you know,
Detroit, who you're going to.
Right. So obviously this is going to be a big series. A team like this, young team, they cannot afford to continue falling behind. You don't want them to be double digit out of first place going into June. That would be rough.
The weather mess up because they're a streaky team. Did
it's
the weather
totally
mess them up?
Messed up.
The weather
well,
messed them up.
The six rainouts that they had at home already.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like they've been at home more than two
because
series
you feel like weeks. You feel like you would be if they're a streaky team, you feel like they would get the wins in bunches. Obviously, well, you got to play every day to get the wins in bunches. If you don't play every day, it has a chance to mess you up.
Yeah,
they play
the
games in bunches.
They've spoken about it, and I know some people say those are excuses. But a team like this, they can't afford to be stopping, especially because they're not going to be a consistent team anyway.
And
then half the coaching staff was out for a week.
Right. Yeah. It's been one thing after the other.
Let's get to the clear answer here, the clear solution. Can you put a retractable roof over Progressive Field? Call Baskin and Phelps later on today, 216-578-0092.
You know, I'm team roof. Yesterday, afternoon drive, a lot of people tuned in. Boy, I saw so many people saying, won't listen to it. It's like, what happened to listening to both sides? We heard one attorney 2 days ago, and then a bunch of people were making sure to tweet me, to tweet you, to tweet 92.3 The Fan, to tweet Jason Lloyd. Not listening today. It's like, okay, if you've just made up your mind and you're a Browns fan and you're just never going to have an open mind about it, then I just say that. Don't say I'm not tuning in. Just say I'm stubborn. He's a Browns player.
No one is ever going to admit that.
Well, right. But
no one is ever going to admit they're closed-minded.
Sure. So I will help everybody understand that it's so transparent. That's all it is.
Yes.
Like, what is it that people can't have an open mind about anything? Like, I'm amazed. We're going to play a clip here in a second. I'm amazed that yesterday I went on to see the reaction. I've gone on to see the reaction after both days. Right? Who's the Rusty Harden's the other attorney?
Yep.
And
yep.
I saw it was like down the middle. Some people like, all right, well, he's doing what he can for his client. This is believable, but there's some holes in this. And then yesterday, it was almost 99%. Oh, Busby's a slime ball.
He did seem to be, if I could say anything, Rusty Harden did not seem to be argumentative. Tony Busby seemed to be a little bit like defensive, argumentative about it. It's just the way it came off to me.
Did you think the interviews were a little bit different, though? Because I thought the tone of the questions yesterday was more combative than it was 2 days ago.
I felt so too.
So I mean, that makes sense.
Are you going to call one of the people on the afternoon show if you're going to do that?
No, I would say that.
Would it feel that way had the HBO special not aired?
Boy, that's a good question. Yeah, so there's not going to be. Everybody wants this fairness, 100%.
Never going to be that.
Both sides got the exact same. That's just not how it works. We had new information, not in terms of new information, but the optics were a little bit different because you just had that special and a lot of people watched it. And we'll get to whether or not the head coach of the Cleveland Browns watched it. But here was Tony Busby, the plaintiff's attorney, yesterday on the afternoon drive show, sharing his reaction after watching the show.
I thought, of course, the women were very persuasive and compelling. They tell a very similar story to the other 23 or 24 people that I've spoken to. It's exactly what I expected. I mean, obviously, HBO is very tight-lipped. They interviewed another woman, but she didn't appear, and spent a lot of time here in Houston doing whatever they were doing. But it was a short program, but I thought it did a really good job of explaining Ashley Solis's position.
I thought that was interesting that they had said several women, then only two made it to air, and then the lawyer right there said, yeah, there was another woman that they interviewed. HBO did not explain that. Like, it'd be one thing if they saw inconsistencies and they felt it
was... Well, if you saw inconsistencies, wouldn't you highlight the inconsistencies?
Right, you would think they would. So was it that, I mean, accusers all the time decide, you know what, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to be questioned. I don't want to be out public. Some have said one woman did pull her lawsuit because she was afraid the Texans at the time would come after her, the fans of the Texans and NFL fans would come after her. And that was her story. Of course, the other side says, oh, it's because she was lying. It was never a real story to begin with. You see how tough this is. I'm just amazed that anybody could listen to those lawyers the last 2 days and just in a blanket statement say either all 22 women are lying about everything. It's this grand conspiracy. Or the flip side of that, that you could listen to both those attorneys and think 100% they were telling the truth. I don't know how you couldn't live in a gray area on this. These are hard. Yeah. Nobody was there. Nobody saw. I feel like if you've made up your mind that either Deshaun Watson is completely lying or the women are all completely lying.
What have I said?
I feel like you just made up your mind based on whether you're a fan or not.
What have I said from the very beginning of this? All 22 can't be lying. All 22 can't be telling the truth. There's no way.
The gray area is where we live in yeah. all of life. Why would this be different? Why would this be different? I'm amazed that people, not amazed they can't put their fandom aside, but that is what's happening here. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Cleveland, the degree of, it's the same thing in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger. We've turned into the same fans.
I don't think it's any more special here than it is anywhere else. I really don't.
Right, we're not unique.
Yeah.
that's one thing this proves. All right, that's it for About Last Night.
Fabulous as always. Coming up at 7:20 this morning, Lima caught up with Browns quarterback Jacoby Brissett, who will join us on the show. Coming up next, Tony Busby. Well, we just played a snippet. Tony Busby was on Afternoon Drive yesterday, and no one's mind changed. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ever we're going to get to do it. Now, the judge did say that she would consider, if both sides agreed, to try to do one in July. Remember, the court where these are pending, there's 22 of them, but I think you probably realize that Judge Collier has thousands of other cases. It's not like we get to choose when we try our case. So I have pushed really hard to try one of them because, you know, we're going to try them one at a time. To try the first one filed, that's Ashley Solis. Try that one in July. I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, that's Tony Busby yesterday on Afternoon Drive. He is the attorney for the 22 accusers against Deshaun Watson. And in the spirit of fairness, Keith Britton did a great job getting Rusty Harden on 2 days ago, the lawyer for Deshaun Watson. That's available at 923thefan.com. The lawyer for the accusers, Tony Busby, he was on yesterday, both at the same time, 6 p.m. You hear both those interviews, 923thefan.com. Again, in the spirit of fairness there. Now, people, you brought it up. People draw their own conclusions, and they want to – I think that there is a little bit where I said, well, not one mind changed. I think that maybe it changed a couple of fans' minds, but I think in a lot of ways they probably know that I don't know if it's going to – I think the NFL is going to call it down the line, and I don't think it's going to change the NFL's mind. Whatever they decide, I have no idea what the NFL is going to decide. I think any of us acting like we think we know what they're going to decide, I think it's just uncharted water. And I heard Albert Breer yesterday when he was asked about it and said, boy, he doesn't think that there's going to be a decision or there's going to be any real judgment to win the end of June. Because of the discovery period there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that seemed like a pretty good timetable that was laid out.
The difference, though, is that I think that Harden was just more, there is a theater to this. Again, this is all theater to us. No one's going to prison. No one's going to prison. Nobody's going to lose their freedom. If Deshaun Watson were to have to pay damages in civil court, it's not our money. It's very serious to Deshaun Watson and the people around him. It's very serious to the accusers and the people around them. But for us, it's when's our quarterback going to be able to play? When's our quarterback going to be able to play? So that's the big question to us, and I think that there is theater to it where I thought Rusty Harden, again, I could listen to Rusty Harden talk all day. I'd be a terrible juror. I heard Rusty Harden on with Afternoon Drive on what would have been Tuesday, and I sat there and I went, man, this makes a lot of sense. This is good stuff. I mean, I couldn't help it. Couldn't help it. Rusty Harden is just very impressive. Tony Busby did come off combative. Now, it was your belief that it was kind of turned a little bit combative. Maybe the questions were combative.
Yeah, they were a little more adversarial.
Yeah.
Which I thought was good. I want that to be the case.
Yeah,
I want these guys. You know, it's almost unfair because we end up just evaluating the attorneys. So it's not the attorneys who, you know, we're trying to find out if they're telling the truth
but
or not.
The
In
ones,
the end, it's going to be the accusers or Deshaun Watson.
They're the ones who also speak for the things that we don't get to see. So we look at attorneys and we go, oh, man, this guy's so greasy over here. And it just depends on what we want to believe. There is a strong thought of what we want to believe. Now, I think you're right the entire way through. How could I not just be in this gray area of going, I can't disbelieve and I can't believe all of them. How could I do anything other than that? I agree with you, but you and I are trying to be responsible. If you're a fan, you don't have to be. It's your personal opinion. You don't have to be responsible.
No.
I want my favorite football team to have their best player on the football team.
Listen,
and
it's,
I'm going to believe what I want to believe. Okay, that's fine and dandy to you.
I am watching it almost every day. I'm almost fully engrossed in the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial.
I am not.
I am amazed by it because I have all my buddies on Instagram stories are like putting out new clips every day, and I'm watching this trial going, yeah, these are two codependent celebrities, rich, on drugs, with a very volatile relationship, and yet everybody's picking one side, and most of it's Johnny Depp's side right now. Normally, that's not the case. Normally, people, you know, pick the female side in situations like this, and I'm watching going, yeah, both of these people are troubled. Both of these people are troubled. Like, how can you just pick one?
It's when we look at celebrity, the actors are still, I mean, I don't know about a lot of stars now. Johnny Depp is one of the last great movie stars. Like, I don't know, at least to me, I don't know many movie stars, quote unquote, anymore. Like, I watched my first Marvel movie, and I knew a couple of people were. I couldn't pick that guy. Who plays Captain America? I couldn't pick that guy out of a lineup. That guy could come up and punch me in the face right now. I had no idea who that guy was.
Is that Pratt or no?
No.
Chris Pratt is the
Chris Pratt?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is it Hemsworth?
Is that who it is?
No, that's Thor.
I watched Civil War. God, I sound like I'm 87 years old. I watched that Captain America Civil War because I thought that was the one that was set in Cleveland or was not set in Cleveland but filmed in Cleveland. And there was a scene where a guy was in Cleveland, I guess.
Thought you were watching Ken Burns Civil War.
I knew who Robert Downey Jr. was and Scarlett Johansson was, and I knew a couple of others. The guy who was playing Captain America, who is a big actor to some people, I had no idea who the hell he was. But a guy like Johnny Depp, he's one of the last major actors. These are people that play characters that we have emotions to. We fall in love with. I mean, it's the same thing as football. These guys represent things that we love. And so we don't want to believe anything that could be bad.
Jeff Thomas just informed me it was Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was Gerard Depardieu.
No, it was not Gerard Depardieu. By the way, not really good in...
It's Captain France.
Good God. But it's a giant show. And these guys represent things that we love. So we don't want to believe. I mean, look at the Jim Brown stuff. We'll have a conversation about Jim Brown someday. To people of a certain age, Jim Brown represents what was greatness in football. Yeah, well, there's also some ugliness in there.
Sure.
And we will have to reconcile with that. I love professional wrestling. I've long said Ric Flair is one of the greatest American entertainers in the history of the country. I mean that sincerely. But there is a lot of really bad ugliness in there that's even come to light over the last year and a half. That's really, really bad. So I think we all have to come to terms with people who are heroes, and there may or may not be some seediness in their past. And it's the same thing here. Well, this is being put out there for everybody. It's still being brought to court in a civil case. It's still being brought to the NFL and what type of suspension, if any, if he's ever going to play, that's going to be brought to him. That's very difficult. It's very difficult for people to process.
Well, and I wonder, too, and I know this is beyond this year. Yesterday, Busby talked extensively on the afternoon show about wanting to get this trial, this first one, over with in July, and Harden refused to do that. I wonder how Browns fans feel about that. Would you have rather? Because the trial's going to, unless there's a settlement, which I think there will be a settlement, but if you think he's going to proclaim his innocence and fight till the till the very end on all these things. Would you have rather had this trial, if it's going to go down one way or the other, would you rather have it in March of 2023 and let this season play out, or would you rather have it in July? And I don't know how long this trial is going to be. There's not going to be much evidence. I think it could be a pretty quick trial.
If you were him or us.
Oh, I imagine we have a lot of the same hopes, the same desires in this case. I would want to get it over with, right? If he's going to fight it, if it's just lingering out there, and I don't know mentally how he's going to be, psychologically, how he's going to be out there.
I'd be willing to say, is he going to be suspended, or would they wait to suspend him? If they did not start a trial, would they wait to suspend him?
Yeah, Albert Breer says he thinks this has gotten, and it's just one person, but from what he's hearing and some of his opinion mixed in yesterday in the afternoon, he said he thinks this has become so high profile that he thinks the NFL will do something before the season starts, no matter what. Meaning a suspension's coming down no matter what.
That doesn't sound good.
But we don't know. We have no idea.
Okay, but that, I mean, when I hear it from Albert Breer, I mean, that doesn't sound good. I think the football field is a happy place. I don't know. I saw him in those videos yesterday. I wasn't able to attend. You were. Part of it's where I haven't seen a player like that with my own two eyes since. I mean, I saw Bernie Kosar as a small child, and Bernie is God.
Yes.
As, for a guy our age, since I started covering this team, since I started really trying to watch with a different eye. Obviously, I've never seen anything like that in my life, and it was one day. I go, holy cow, this guy's way better. So how could I not want him on the field? And I think that that's where his happy place is. Yeah. I don't know if it would be the type of distraction we think it would be. But Monday through Friday might be a bit of a problem there. I'll grant you that. But when he's on the field, I don't think that in the back of his head he's going to be thinking about that. I think that on the field is where it matters. But I can't help but if he were going through this during a season or anything like that, and that's where it kind of makes it tough because, okay, are we going to do this every year? If you go through a season, you're going to go, okay, we got from whenever your season ends until July, then we're going to do these cases. I mean, good God, who knows how long something like that could take? So I'm not sure. Some of this is just a lot of up. It's still, we're trying to find answers, and a lot of it's simply up in the air. It's just up in the air and answers we can't really find right now. It's difficult. And it sucks for Browns fans because Browns fans want to get excited, but then you do have the cloud hanging over your head. Like, I wish I could tell you where I think the Browns are going to be. If they have Deshaun Watson, I think they could be 12-5. If they don't have Deshaun Watson, who the hell knows? Who knows? I wish I could tell you. I have no clue. And so I think the longer we wait, the more frustrated we become. That's why I'm waiting desperately to find out whatever NFL decision it is, because for fans, I think fans just want to go, okay, let's process this, and then we can start to move on about our business. This is a very tough time right now. 216-578-0092. We'll get back to this. Whether or not it changed your mind, and David Njoku wasn't at OTAs yesterday, but I guess there's nothing to be concerned about. A couple of reports saying that they're close on a deal. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.